is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Mark is out, I believe, at a local town meeting thing that he went to tonight, so he'll probably be returning tomorrow. So tonight, Wayne, you're going to be telling us, I believe, about we're going to talk about the census, because I just got the letter in the mail. You apparently got the full form already.
Yes, I did.
So we'll get to that here, but first, some very disturbing news coming out of Washington, D.C.
More? This,
well, yeah, it's a never-ending cavalcade of disturbing news. This is definitely one of the most disturbing stories, I think, of 2010. And it's a bipartisan effort.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, they're working together on this one, Wayne. And, you know, people have been complaining that governments... some people like to complain about the government not working together, you know, because they try to make it look sometimes like they're opposed... and that they're at odds with one another, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right, right. Like pro wrestling.
It's exactly right. It's really an illusion. They want people to think that they are at each other's throats when, in point of fact, they're all just really two sides of the same statist big government coin. And I think this story from the Wall Street Journal really makes it pretty clear that both the Republicans and Democrats are really hard at work. Hard at work to screw you and to destroy your privacy and to destroy your freedom. From the Wall Street Journal, lawmakers working to craft a new comprehensive immigration bill have settled on a way to prevent employers from hiring illegal immigrants. A national biometric identification card that all American workers would eventually be required to obtain.
Okay, this is interesting because there's been several states now that have passed laws to repeal the Real ID Act or any similar act. Many of them have a provision that's not just for the Real ID Act, any kind of national identification system. So I wonder how that would apply to this new draconian proposal.
Well, that's a good question, because the Real ID was originally a proposal to essentially replace the state driver's licenses with a federally mandated, federally specified license. So effectively, the states would still be in charge of creating the license, but they would have to adhere to a certain standard set of standards, which
right.
could be arbitrarily determined by, I believe it was the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
And share their databases with the federal government and with other states. Which
that
means,
already happens to some extent.
Yeah.
That upset a lot of people, and there was some backlash, and there were a number of states that essentially refused to participate. Not because it was... not because those people in those states were freedom-oriented necessarily. In most cases, it was simply because the state governments weren't getting funding from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very upset that the feds were saying, you need to do this, this, and this, but not passing along some stolen money in order for them to do that. So it really wasn't the best reasons, but we'll take the ends. I mean, they did decide to reject Real ID, and that's good, and that's why it hasn't happened yet. But now they appear to be working around that particular thing, because this is only going to be applying to American workers, which, of course, is the supermajority of America.
I mean, the workers.
Right. How many people of America or in America have a job versus are entrepreneurs or self-employed business owners?
Vast majority of people have jobs.
Probably 95%, 98%. I don't know. I'm just speculating. It's probably in the 90s,
I would think.
Percent-wise.
Although that might be declining now with all the unemployment. The people who have their own
sure.
businesses may be scraping by, but at least they're still in business for themselves.
Well, of the people working,
yeah.
There's probably a very, very large percentage that have jobs. So this is effectively a way to force an ID card on the supermajority, a federal ID card on the supermajority of Americans. And... you know, the stroke of brilliance that is this is that they're pandering to people's their hatred, their distrust, their fear of the so-called illegal immigrants.
You know, do you think it's a little too late, though? Because right now, I don't even think the illegal immigration problem, so-called, is even an issue anymore because the economy is collapsing. I understand a lot of people from Mexico out in Arizona and out west have gone back home.
Is that right?
Because there's no jobs. And there's also a hostile environment towards them now because of all this stoking up of fear over illegal immigrants.
Yeah,
in
I agree
the news
with you.
Media.
I think
so,
it's I think that if they come here, if somebody comes here under all of this cloud of fear that has been created about so-called illegals, they really got some balls. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
It sounds like another... See, there's all these desperate attempts now to grab more power and control because they see they're losing the consent of the governed, so to speak. And this is just another sign of that, I think.
Well, and again, it's they're working together on this one. I'll share that here in a moment.
They're both scared.
Yeah. Under the potentially controversial plan still taking shape in the Senate, so it hasn't passed through yet, but just wait. Give them time.
And let me guess, the sponsors on that, is John McCain one of them?
No. I'll get to that.
Okay.
All legal U.S. workers, including citizens and immigrants, would be issued an ID card with embedded information, such as fingerprints, to tie the card to the worker. The ID card plan is one of several steps advocates of an immigration overhaul are taking to address concerns that have defeated similar bills in the past. The uphill effort to pass a bill is being led by Senators Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham, who plan to meet with Barack Obama as soon as this week to update him on their work.
Kissing cousins from the opposite sides of the aisle.
Yep. An administration official said the White House had no position on the biometric card. Schumer said in an interview, quote, "It's the nub of solving the immigration dilemma, politically speaking." Quote, he said, would never directly answer concerns that after legislation is signed, another wave of illegal immigrants could arrive. He says, if you say they can't get a job when they come here, you'll stop it. The biggest objections to the biometric cards may come from privacy advocates who fear they would become de facto national ID cards that enable the government to track citizens. Chris Calabrese of the ACLU says it's a fundamentally massive invasion of people's privacy. We're not only talking about fingerprinting every American, treating ordinary Americans like criminals in order to work. We're also talking about a card that would quickly spread from work to voting to travel to pretty much every aspect of American life that requires identification. Graham says he respects those concerns but disagrees. We've all got social security cards, he says. They're just easily easily tampered with. Make them tamper-proof. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it says on the Social Security card not to be used for identification,
it does
Mr.
Say
Graham.
That. Well, it used to say that. It doesn't say that anymore.
Well, yeah, it used to. But, you know, this reminds me, all this fear, it reminds me of when I was a kid, and I remember the older kids in the neighborhood would say, don't go in the woods. There's melon heads out there.
Melon heads?
Yeah.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, they sound scary. But this is what the illegal immigration sounds like. It's just one of those words they put out there to scare people.
Well, sure. I mean, if they're illegal, they must be dangerous, right?
They're melon heads.
Well, it's ludicrous. And, of course, we've talked in quite detail on this program about so-called illegal immigration. And they're just human beings. They want to come here, and most of them want to make a better life for themselves.
They're leaving their family. They're leaving their hometowns. They're leaving their country. They don't speak the language. That takes a lot of guts to go to another country.
Some people would say that, well, they're just here to mooch off the system. And I would say to that, well, that's the system. That's at fault there. The fact that you have a government system that forces people into having their wealth redistributed in ways they may not agree with. That's where the objection, I think, really lies.
You also have corruption in their own governments, which is enabled by, you know, the big poobah here in North America, in Washington.
So Graham says that, hey, everybody's got a Social Security card, so just make them tamper-proof. It's all he's saying. Well, this is kind of the common excuse that the government uses. Well, we've already regulated this and this and that, so now we can regulate this. What are you guys complaining about? You guys didn't have any problems with the Social Security card. Why would you have a problem with this?
Well, if you have a problem with a Social Security card, some people do.
That's true. Some people do. I burned mine a few years ago.
There you go.
And I have not paid into Social Security for, I don't know, almost coming up on a decade, I guess, here. Probably for at least half a decade, if not more than that.
Well, your age, Sonny, you're not going to get any anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, they've got $10,000 of mine. They, you know, they send those little reports that to you occasionally. They kind of tell you how much you put in. The last time I got one of those, which was years ago, was $10,000, which was after I'd stopped paying. And so there were some zeros in there for some of the years, which I'm very happy to see that. As far as I'm concerned, you guys can keep the money. Because some people believe that they can fill out some kind of paperwork and get the money back that they paid in.
Right. Well, since the 80s, the federal government has actually been looting that fund to put it in the general fund.
Yeah, I consider it stolen money, so it's gone. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up, the ID card proposal. Your thoughts? Share them with us or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
the legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing, door to door for 12 grueling hours and an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, and Acura battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, March 20th. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Visit the Coca-Cola display at your local Sweet Bay supermarket for an exclusive ticket discount. Sweet Bay, where saving you money is our passion.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you. Oh, Wayne, I should probably turn on your microphone.
Hello, let's try that again. Wayne.
Wayne is with us. Your calls as well are welcome about whatever happens to be on your mind. 800-259-9231, inviting you to our website. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there and brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners features dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Started things out here tonight with a disturbing story. That it looks like they're going to be shoving through, if they get their way, and when I say they, I mean a couple of Republican and Democrat senators that have proposed a new national ID card piece of legislation. And it's different from the real ID, which was forcing a certain set of specifications on each state government as far as updating the driver's license to have biometric info and things like that. Those kind of went down in flames for various different reasons. Now what they're proposing is a worker ID card. So basically they want to force everybody that works in America, everybody that has a job, anybody that's on salary or getting hourly pay, to have some sort of federal ID card, which presumably will be issued by the feds themselves, in order to get a job. So if you go and apply for a job, you will have to have one of these federal IDs in order to get it. To get work.
Sounds like a way to make the post office more profitable. You know, people go to the post office to get their little ID check, and then they pay the post office $20, and just imagine all the revenue that could raise.
I imagine they would put the post office in charge of getting these out, because they're the people that handle a lot of the passport work.
You got it.
So that's a possibility. And it's not the only proposal that is on the table. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, U.S. employers also have the option of using an online system called E-Verify to check whether potential employees are in the U.S. legally. And many Republicans have pressed to make the system mandatory, but others complain that the existing system is ineffective. In fact, I saw a story recently about that particular program. We'd mentioned it before in the past. Some major companies like Dunkin' Donuts are participants in this program, which is why I will not shop at Dunkin' Donuts, because, you know, effectively they're selling out the American people in the name of this so-called border security nonsense out there.
And a lot of the workers they hire, some of them are more entry-level workers who are clueless and would not know the difference anyway.
That wouldn't know the difference between what?
Between what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be. In other words, they're not. Most of the people who would apply for those jobs are not real concerned about liberty.
Yeah, that is.
Or their rights.
That is certainly true. So, you know, when I was looking at the story about that E-Verify program, it was showing something to the effect of that I think it was 7% of people were registering as, you know, I shouldn't really speculate on what it was, but there was a decent, statistically significant amount of people that were being marked as basically illegal when they, point of fact, were not.
Of course.
So that's what apparently one of the objections is to that particular system. So they've come up with this program as kind of a suggested replacement for it. Rather than having this national E-Verify program, they would just simply issue ID cards to everybody, which would be far more tyrannical, far more Orwellian and disturbing, this national ID concept. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, ID, man. The horror of this is that 80% of the land that it cowards in, a home of the slaves, will agree with it. Only because they're so scared of the illegal alien. You know, they're going to put chains on all of us because they're scared of the illegal. And God forbid if we solve this problem with a little more freedom, you know. It just shows me that the tactic of terrorism is used against cowards, and this just proves it, man. And they're all gonna go for it. Yeah, give everybody a card. Put your fingerprints on it, and then your DNA, whatever the heck they're gonna want next, you know?
Sure, as long as the American people are given an enemy to be afraid of, then they
won't be able to buy anything. You won't be able to do anything without the card, you know? You're going to have to carry a damn card with us now.
That's right. You'll be walking down the street, and the cop will see me. I see your national identification card.
We won't have illegal aliens.
Yes, you will. Because then there'll be a black market for and counterfeit cards.
Just make it easier for people from other countries coming here, man. We could put everybody to work, get water to the desert, man, get people working, get them growing good food instead of this GMO stuff. You know, there's plenty of solutions for more people. We got plenty of space. There's a lot of space out in the West to fly over, whatever. We got plenty of room.
Very good, Dave. Any other thoughts tonight?
And, these guys getting 35 years for the plant and somebody choking on a bag because the cop is ready to put him in jail forever, and then they tase him and he dies. This war on drugs is... We're living in the time... You ever hear of Serpico?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's personified Serpico, the times we're living in now.
Dave, as always, I thank you for the call. Thank you for the thoughts at 800-259-9231.
You know, you said something really interesting about there being plenty of room, because the birth rate in America right now is actually not at even replacement level. So the number
meaning
of children...
that more people are dying than being born?
Yes. Of native-born Americans right now, I think the last time I saw it was about 1.6 children per couple, which is not even replacement rate. When you include the immigration rate, then you're right around replacement at 2.1 children per couple. So the immigration, which we've had in this country, both illegal and illegal, so-called, are actually shoring it up so that we're not losing population. Because when you start losing population,
that's not good.
Your economy is dead. And that's what's happening in Japan right now.
Let's keep going here. More phone calls from you about what you want. Frank is on the line with us. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Frank, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling. I called last night. I thought it was sort of humorous, the individuals that are attempting to state that they're sovereign and they're creating, embassies on their property and things. I tried calling immediately and was on the line for, over 40-some minutes. But if you go back to, Bishop's international law, you realize that government comes into existence when it's recognized by other states. So ultimately, and at the very end, I think you did
Frank. Hang on. Before you go on.
Go ahead.
You're saying that a government only comes into existence when recognized by other governments?
No. I'm sorry. Not a government, a state. A state comes into existence only when it's recognized by other states.
How do you separately define state from government?
Well, the government is a creature of the state, but the state is sovereign, whereby the government is not. The United States is very interesting because if you read the Founding Fathers, they spent many, many, many hours and years debating what is sovereign. It's not the state. It's not
the government. I want to get back into fine details of this, if you don't mind, Frank. Hang on. We'll bring you back.
Sure.
800-259-9231. I want to make sure Wayne has a chance to jump in on this as well. Also, take your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including news updates. You can get signed up for our email newsletter, or you can get on Twitter or Facebook. There are various different ways for you to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for one or all three or two of three or whatever works best for you. news.freetalklive.com. And be sure you head on over to the Lowcountry Liberty Report. If you're looking for great liberty-oriented video presentations, Terrence got them over at lclreport.com. They are liberty-minded news segments for liberty-minded folk, and he's based out of Savannah, Georgia at this time, although he is a Free State Project participant, as I understand it. And he's currently doing a series wherein he's interviewing all the ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar girls. Wayne, you've seen the Lola calendar, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
I like it.
You can find these lovely Lola ladies and their interviews right there over at lclreport.com. As we continue here, we've got Frank on the line in New York. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're commenting in regards to something we were discussing last night.
Correct.
You were...
And that is that an embassy is an office or defined as part of a country in another country. So the embassy in London, the U.S. Embassy at the Court of St. James's, is perceived to be American territory within another country.
Right, and what but you're referencing is last night's show where we were talking about this group of people that are calling themselves sovereign citizens, which
correct.
I think on its own is a contradiction.
It's ridiculous, actually, because, number one, an embassy is a product of, or a manifestation, I guess we'd call it, a representation is a better word, for a state. Now, the estate meaning, in a sense, a country. So in order to create a new country, you can say I'm a country, but unless you're recognized by established countries in what's called the Community of Nations,
see, that's where
you're
I disagree
not a
with
state.
You. That's where I disagree with you, Frank, and the reason why is because a state or a government, and I know you think there's a difference between the two. I think if there's a difference, it's pretty subtle, and we can get into the details on that if you'd like, but generally... The idea of a state is nothing more than a legal fiction. It's just a corporation. It's just a concept. It's just an idea. When the guys who sat down and signed the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the so-called founding fathers, when they sat down and they signed those documents, nothing changed. There wasn't something that was embodied all of a sudden out of thin air, as they might like you to believe. It's just some men putting down their signatures on a piece of paper. They then went on to propagate this idea that there was a new state and, you know, tell people about
it. No, I disagree.
It's a religion, Frank.
You had Ben Franklin as ambassador to Paris, getting the French to officially recognize the United States and to extend its credit.
But all you're talking about, Frank, when you say officially recognize, you're just talking about another group of men saying, yes, we think your imaginary concept is real.
No, because it has legitimacy. That's the difference.
It has no legitimacy.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean by
that? Now, getting back to the notion of sovereignty, let me make my case.
All right.
The founders of the Constitution, our founding fathers, who drafted the Constitution, debated this in minutiae regarding this issue, you know, for years and years and years. And most countries state that when you have a monarchy, that sovereignty exists within the crown. The United States was very different because the founding fathers, specifically George Washington, Adams, and others, stated that sovereignty rests with the Constitution of the United States.
And the people, the individuals.
So they invested their concept of sovereignty within the living document of the Constitution that established the rights of government and the individuals.
Frank, how can a piece of paper be sovereign?
Well, you'll have to read the Founding Fathers. I'm not saying I believe it, but this is what they said, and this is what they did.
Well, let's talk about what you believe.
It doesn't matter what I believe.
Yes, it does.
No,
it doesn't matter what they believe. They're dead.
Pardon me?
It doesn't matter what they believe. They aren't with us anymore. So what matters is what you and I believe, Frank.
The point is this. No. This is becoming fallacious. What I want to say is this. I can't believe that people would be so stupid to risk their lives stating that they're sovereign and they're a country within themselves when they're bordered within the context of another country that's recognized as a nation or a state. It strikes me as stupid, and you know, all you have to do is go to Bishop's International Law and start to read some of the case law, and you'll begin to understand international law and what is politics among nations.
I don't
what are
care,
countries.
Frank. I don't care what international law says. It's just words on paper.
Because ultimately, anyone would realize that you can't be an embassy or you can't create a sovereign embassy unless you're recognized. It's a state among other states, and certainly no
Frank,
one
don't
in Missouri
you understand?
Or no
I don't
one
think
in...
I've made it clear to you, and I'm going to try again. When people form a state, it's just men and women getting together and making something up. There's
no,
nothing
it isn't.
That really
it's
exists.
Something beyond that. It
no.
has a series
it,
of
no.
it has it involves obligations.
No, it,
it
does
involves
not. What obligations?
Commerce among nations.
What obligations?
Pardon me?
What obligations?
It involves the obligations of the governed,
what
the government, the citizens.
What obligations does the government have?
Pardon me?
What obligations does the government have?
Whatever the Constitution defines as the obligations
you are incorrect.
Of the government.
You are incorrect.
No,
the
I'm not.
Court,
you're incorrect.
Sorry, Frank. I
Mark,
know
you're incorrect.
No, Mark's not even here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ian, you're incorrect.
Listen, Frank. I'm sorry, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, over a span of decades, that the government at no level, at federal, state, local levels, government has no obligation whatsoever to provide you with anything at all, to do anything whatsoever. So there is no obligation. All there are men and women that are forcing their way on other people through the threat of violence, through putting people in cages and things like that. That's all it is.
Because unfortunately, a lot of these people who make these governments and these laws don't have your or my best interests in mind. They have their own power in mind, their own self-aggrandizement.
So, Frank, are you there still?
I think he hung up on you. But, you know, I look at the Constitution as a document that affirms the rights of the individual, that affirms the right of an individual to be sovereign.
Well, the Bill of Rights certainly has some nice things in it. There's no doubt about that. On the other hand, the Constitution, as Lysander Spooner put it, either authorized all the tyranny we are currently facing or was powerless to prevent it. And the point I wanted to make to Frank, and he did not want to hear it, is that a state or a government, and again, I think the two concepts are fairly interchangeable, because if you can you can go into the dictionary, and a state can be defined as the territory or one of the territories of a government, but state isn't always actual plot of land. State in many cases can also mean, as it, definition 10 points out here, the body politic as organized for civil rule and government. Definition 11, the operations or activities of a central civil government, affairs of state. So the state pretty much is an alternative term for government. Would you agree with that, Wayne?
Yes, I think so. It's a fictional entity. They're all incorporated. I mean, towns, yep. States,
and that's fiction.
Cities. It's
corporations
fiction.
Are fiction. There's Walmart, the stores, those are real. The people in Walmart, they're real. But Walmart, the corporation's nothing more than some papers filed in a folder somewhere.
Right.
The state, the people are real. The guns, the badges, the tasers, the police cars, the buildings, the cells, those are all very real. But the idea of the state is the made-up part. That's the fantasy part. Frank is right when he says they have legitimacy because people,
believe
for
that.
Whatever reason, believe in the state. They believe that the state has obligations, as Frank did not want to hear that the state does not have an obligation. It's true. They don't. We talked about it to a great extent last night. There's no citizen, therefore. If the state has no obligation to protect you or any other obligation, then you couldn't possibly have a duty of allegiance to them.
Well, they bestow you with privileges to get your consent.
They do that.
But you see, they're losing the consent of the governed, and they're losing a lot now, and I think they're very scared, and that's why you're seeing all these bad laws being passed.
Well, it's true that they that the state requires people's their obedience. It requires them to go along to get along, because if people do start standing up for themselves, then all of a sudden the legitimacy of the state starts to crumble.
Oh, yes.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Also, there's some pretty disturbing news, just as an aside, about PayPal out there right now, about actually all online payment processing systems. The federal government is looking to force them to start reporting all of their accounts to the IRS. We can get to details on that if we get a chance. I just figured I'd throw that news out there. It's supposed to start sometime next year. By the way, if you're interested in getting together with other liberty-minded people all in the same place and actually getting active to achieve liberty in your lifetime, you need to know about the Free State Project. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you probably already know. But for those of you that haven't, freestateproject.org is where you want to go to learn more. You'll find out that over 9,987 people, or actually 9,987 people exactly at this point, have signed on to join up with the Free State Project to make the move to New Hampshire to get together with other like-minded people. Almost 800 people are already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And it's a real impressive movement, and that's why I joined up years ago. Wayne, you and myself and Mark and a bunch of other people have already made the move up here, and it's been a great experience so far, hasn't it?
It sure has. There's lots of great people.
It's an incredible. That's really the best part about it. I mean, the activism is great, but the people are even better. I mean, just hanging around and being with people that are of like mind, that you don't have to drag all the way to the ideas of liberty. They're already there. So really, a lot of the discussions kind of focus on the finer points of a liberty-oriented society and actually making that happen. There are lots of different things going on. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. And come on out to the Liberty Forum about a week from today. It's actually Thursday. So Thursday the 18th. That will be the first day of the Liberty Forum. It's going on from the 18th through the 21st. There are limited seats available for the Friday night dinner with Andrew Napolitano, the judge from Fox News. He'll be the keynote speaker on Friday night. We also have a bunch of other speakers scheduled. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live there all three nights. So looking forward to seeing a bunch of you out there. You can use our discount code to save 10%, even this late in the game. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered to learn more, to get all the hotel details and everything. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Our discount code is FTL. We continue here. Before we get back to the phone calls, I just wanted to continue discussing briefly what Frank had called in about the idea of sovereignty. The concept of a state. We were talking last night Wayne, and you missed this discussion, but there's this movement of people in Indiana called the Sovereign Citizens. And, of course, I point out that's a contradiction. You're either a sovereign or you're not. You can't be a citizen and a sovereign at the same time, because a citizen implies you have a duty of allegiance to the government in return for an obligation of protection, mm-hmm. which, of course, doesn't exist, because they don't have any obligation, so therefore you couldn't be possibly a citizen. So why not just call yourself sovereigns? Anyway, these folks are really, I think they've got the best of intentions, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate some of the things they're doing. I appreciate the perspective that they're coming from, like that they're sick and tired of the federal government. They're tired of the state government. They want to get out from underneath their thumb, and they're trying to find a way out. They're trying to find some sort of legalistic paperwork filing approach. And then on top of that, they're starting to they create their own ID card, which I think is a cool idea. I love the idea of having a private society with your own ID card and all of that stuff. But that's not what they're doing. They're using the state seal. So they're taking the state of Indiana's logo and they're putting it on their own ID card.
Yeah, that's never a good idea.
No, it's gonna cause trouble. So there's all kinds of things they're doing that I disagree with, but at its core, it's a concept that I like. The idea of basically declaring yourself as seceded from the United States or seceded from whatever state government that happens to lord over your plot of land.
Well, look at some of the Indian tribes now. I believe it was the Lakota Nation who basically was severing all ties with the federal government about a year or so ago.
Right. And people didn't call them crazy.
No, that's
But that's
right.
What Frank was suggesting. He was suggesting that it was pretty loony what they were doing. Well, because nobody, you can't be a country, says Frank, because none of the other countries will recognize you. Well, but wait a minute. You're basically asking for people who are deluded, because that's what the state is. It's nothing more than a mass delusion. It's just a mass religion. It's essentially a belief system. It's nothing more than that. The state doesn't really exist. There are just men and women that have guns, and men with guns and willing to put people in cages in order to force their belief system upon them. That's all that the state is. There's no entity. It's just men and women that came together. They, in many cases, create some sort of founding document, and then, they've got themselves a state. So how did the first state become, get approval? If in order to be a state, you have to have approval from all of the other people suffering from that same delusion, well, what about the first group of people that created the state? Who gave them the approval? Was that somehow more or less legitimate than anybody else who gets together today, writes up some documents, and says, well, now we're a state?
You know, I think the vast majority of people on this earth are those who live and let live to a large degree. And there's a small percentage of people who, the princes and princesses, so to speak, who really seek to rule over others with or without their consent. They'll either trick them into consent or they'll just rule right over them mm-hmm. by steamroller. And that's what you have going on right now. You have a bunch of people who think they're princes and princesses and they want to rule over you without your consent. And they don't care what you think. They want to take your money. They want to control your life. And that's it. And they don't care what you think.
As far as I'm concerned, you are as legitimate as any other so-called state, in that none of it's legitimate. I don't consider any of it legitimate because, as you say, Wayne, they're forcing their way on people, or they're just doing it by ignorance. So, you know, they raise them in this this society in which they're indoctrinated for 13 years, as they are in this country, to believe in the state, to think that the state is necessary, to think that it is good. So they're tricked in many cases into this belief system, mm-hmm. and because everybody else believes in it, it's such a commonly held delusion, the idea of the state.
Look at all the Canadian callers we get who, in one breath, are saying, Canada has the best health care system in the world. And then in the next breath, they're talking about how their grandmother couldn't get health care because she was too old, because they've been hearing that in the schools. The state is great. We have the best health care. We give you all these free things, and we love you. And then, of course, you get out in the world and you realize it's baloney, especially when you get older. They throw you under the bus.
Right. Yeah. Usually those two statements don't come together with the same caller.
The young worker bees get treated the best, by the way.
Usually you hear from the younger Canadians that like the system. And when you hear from the older ones, they're the ones that know what's really going on. So I'm sorry, Frank, but no, the state is nothing more than a fantasy. And so, therefore, anyone's fantasy, in my opinion, is as legitimate as the ones who started the state that you happen to believe you're a part of. So why is it any different that people got together in 1776 or whatever it was that they wrote up the founding documents? I'm sure I've got the year wrong on that, but why is it any different what they did as to if you and I, Wayne, and we got together, we've got a few dozen people here in the Keene area, a few dozen activists. Why don't we just get together, write up our own Declaration of Independence, and then we'll have our own, you know, we'll have our own nation, we'll have our own state. I mean, if why would that be any less legitimate?
Well, you don't have big enough guns to enforce it.
Well, right, and the other people calling themselves states wouldn't recognize us, and so therefore their fantasy is more legitimate than our fantasy because they have more people agreeing with them. I mean, really, it's just so crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Whoever has the most, whoever can use the most aggression or threaten the most aggression against others has the power and the influence.
Well, the good news is there are people that are talking about this. In fact, up here in New Hampshire, a number of folks are getting together and discussing the idea of just doing what I was suggesting, and that is essentially creating an alternative society. You don't have to necessarily have the kind of the common definition of a state is that there is a specified territory, but it's just a concept. It's just an idea. So why is it that you couldn't have a less specified territory or a non-territorial state, one that's just a sort of something that floats over you wherever you are, if you will? Why couldn't you have that?
You mean the sovereign individual?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could do that, but you but also just you know, to play within their realm of understanding, right? Because the statists believe that their system is legitimate and that you can look at their documents and it says it's by consent. The Declaration of Independence makes it clear that it's by consent. The New Hampshire Constitution says it's by consent of the governed. Of course, we all know that's a bunch of poppycock because when you try to withdraw your consent, they'll still put you in a cage. They don't care about that. Mm-hmm. But what happens when enough people start to say, we don't consent? What happens when it's more than just the occasional sovereign popping up here and there across Indiana? What if a whole bunch of people that believe they're sovereign get together in the same place, decide to draw up their own paperwork and create, like we're calling it, the Shire Society? Then we can actually say, no, no, we're not part of your society. We're part of our own society. See, we got our own ID cards.
It'd be easier to start your own religion.
1-800-259-9231. I don't think it's that hard. You just have to write up a Declaration of Independence and write up some rules and you're done.
I'm
Hour
Ianist.
2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.